Early voting kicked off in Florida this week, and President Trump is set to cast his vote in his adopted home state tomorrow. In this perennial swing state, turnout makes all the difference. Yamiche Alcindor has been in South Florida taking a look at key voting blocks and what issues are top of mind.
Florida, often won by razor-thin margins, is back in the political spotlight. With less than 2 weeks until voting ends, organizers here are hitting the streets to rally the vote. There's leafleting to door knocking and all-out flag waving. The Sunshine State is home to a diverse set of nearly 22 million voters, and high turnout is what could secure the election for either party. Republicans and Democrats are laser-focused on a few key groups: black voters, seniors, and Latinos. Both President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are barnstorming the state with multiple events in the final weeks of the race.
President Trump is recovering from the coronavirus, and so is America.
They're spending combined more than $120 million on ads. That's more than any other state.
The Hispanic community, Latino community holds in their palm of the hand the destiny of this country.
If I could just sum it up in three words, it would be this: managing the margins.
Ferdinand Amandi is a Democratic pollster based in Miami.
Hillary Clinton did a historically good job in South Florida, which is the base of the Democratic constituency in the state. But she was then overrun because her campaign didn't anticipate the managing of the margins in the northern part of the state, where white voters came out in unprecedented and historic numbers for Trump. That was the difference of the race right there. I think we're going to see the same dynamic potentially in play now in 2020.
Presidential candidates have long had their eyes set on Florida. It has a huge number of electoral college votes, 29, in fact. But messaging to this state's diverse population can be challenging.
Joe Biden is counting on black voters, and in poll after poll, the group overwhelmingly supports him. But there is a gender gap. In the last presidential election, black women came out in consistently strong numbers for the Democratic Party. But turnout among black men in Florida was 6 points lower. In a close race, Biden needs to convince black men in particular to hit the polls in full force.
I'm voting for Joe Biden, but yeah, I'm not really the most enthusiastic. I like him, but he wasn't my first choice.
Lambert Rowe is 28 years old and a reluctant Biden supporter. Since the pandemic, Lambert and other members of the South Florida community started a group called Breaking the Cycle. It meets throughout the week in Miami to ride bikes for various causes, including riding to the polls.
What are the things that you think that make you kind of not as enthusiastic about Joe Biden?
I'm scared because in the past, Joe Biden helped with prison reform, and it didn't help the black neighborhood at all. A lot of black fathers are in jail, even black mothers. I'm hoping Joe Biden has changed. Like, we're scared of the police, but the police are probably scared of us at the same time, so. What common grounds can we get for both sides?
But despite his concerns about Biden, voting for Trump is not an option for him.
Biden gave me a sense of comfort before Trump, because Trump, the things he say or do, doesn't make me feel safe at all.
We just don't have enough law and order.
Gary Sisler, an 86-year-old Republican, disagrees. He lives at East Ridge Retirement Community in South Florida. We first met Gary, a Trump supporter, back in 2018. He is part of another important demographic, senior citizens. They make up 21% of Florida's population and often vote Republican. For Gary, the Black Lives Matter protests against police brutality have caused tension in his family.
I have found personally, if I said, I really like to say all lives matter instead of Black Lives Matter, explosion. That stopped communication in my family. That's tough. That's very tough.
Top of mind for Gary is President Trump's response to the protests.
Look at Portland, Oregon. Over 100 nights still demonstrating and rioting. Just a couple of nights, they took off on the statues of Teddy Roosevelt. So that's a problem of law and order.
And what do you make of the fact that Portland, while it's had its struggles, is part of a movement where that has been mostly peaceful?
Well, you say some pockets of violence. Portland, I don't think you could call pockets of violence. So this is a terrible after effect of the thing.
While Gary is driven in part by a fear of protests, fellow Trump supporter Dolly Salinas says it's the threat of communism that scares her.
My biggest fear is they talk about the Democratic Party, they talk about socialism. socialism and communism going in the same way.
She fled Cuba for the United States when she was 21 years old. As a Cuban American, she is part of another constituency that's long supported Republicans.
The reason why we came here, I remember I was leader and I say I need to leave. It's too much oppression and the dictator. So I don't want this for my kids. I want my kids to keep their freedom.
Joe Biden is not a socialist and has long supported capitalism, but she worries he will be influenced by socialists on the left. While Cuban Americans make up 30% of the state's registered Latino voters, a growing number of Puerto Ricans in Florida could shake things up. Judy Ann Santiago is a hairdresser in South Florida. Judy Ann's family was impacted by Hurricane Maria in 2017. She recalled the moment President Trump came to the island and threw paper towels into a crowd of hurricane survivors.
It really was an insult. Still, when you talk to people, they still have that in mind. And that's why Puerto Ricans really are very upset with our President Trump. So I think that's why Joe Biden has to win their trust again and ensure that he really cares and he would do everything differently.
But that isn't all that's driving her to vote for Biden. The top issue for her in this election is the pandemic.
I have a lot of friends and family that had and have the pandemic, the coronavirus, and it is very sad. Because our president said to not worry. I have another friend that was 57 days in coma and still having some issues. So yes, it's something that when I vote, I'm gonna have it in mind and I'm gonna vote according to that. And I will vote for our Vice President Biden.
Judy Ann's friends are just some of the 7 million plus Americans infected with the virus, which is spiking across the country. And her issues, along with the concerns of Lambert, Gary, and Dolly, are mirrored in voters across the country, making Florida, which has backed the winning candidate in every election since 1996, a key bellwether state. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.